Hi everyone, this is Klaatu. I'm at Ohio Linux Fest talking to some guy from No Machine. What is your name?
My name is Jeff Feige.
Hi Jeff.
How you doing?
Pretty good. So I kind of read up on your data sheet about No Machine, and frankly I don't feel like I could even try to summarize it. So what is No Machine exactly?
No Machine is a method for secure access to hosted desktops. And hosted desktops can be anything from your personal desktop at your house to a cluster of desktops at an office or a cluster of desktops in the cloud.
Nice. So it's a little bit like VNC or something like that, perhaps?
A little bit like Citrix. Citrix is a little more mature than us, so they have more feature set. But a little like VNC, a little like Citrix. VNC is screen scraping technology. We are kind of piggybacking on top of X.
Gotcha. Okay, that's interesting. What does the NX stand for? It seems like your data sheet is talking a lot about No Machine NX software. What is that?
It stands for No X. So basically,
okay.
Right? Yeah. So the concept there is that you don't have to do an X forwarding to bring applications back to your desktop.
Okay. Right? And this is cross-platform, correct?
The server side is currently Linux only, but the desktop side or the remote side is available on Mac, Windows, Linux, so it is cross-platform. We do plan on having a Windows Server piece out hopefully by the end of the year.
Okay. Not that anyone cares, but yeah, the
no,
Linux server is fine.
That's the low-hanging fruit, right?
Right, yeah. Okay, so what, I mean, I don't know. I'm just a plain old user. I'm not a programmer. I'm not a big business. Is this something that I would be interested in looking at, or is this like sort of for the sysadmins out there with a bunch of stuff going on?
It's actually both. If you use a Linux desktop at home, you would certainly want to look at it. If you want to access that desktop from somewhere, it is without a doubt the best way to do that. So from the casual user to the sysadmin who has a particular application they may not be able to access from the shell remotely that they would want to bring across X to increase that performance, or for an enterprise that wants to do VDI type solutions and hosting multiple desktops for multiple users.
Okay, very cool. And obviously the next question is, what about security? What kind of stuff is this based on SSH or something, or is it?
We use SSH for our carrier protocol. So all of the security that's available in the SSH protocol is ingrained into our product from the get-go.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's actually really neat. Is it free? Is it support? What's the model here?
We have a couple different products. We have a free product that is available for download. It's free for life.
Nice.
Download it, use it, two concurrent users,
okay.
And then our products go up from there. So we have supported products. So when you buy our product, you get a year's worth of support. It's a subscription-based product.
Okay. So just to clarify, because all of a sudden this is becoming something that I could actually see some uses for at my day job. So
certainly.
Just to clarify, if you didn't want to set up, for instance, a VNC on the server that lets people in, you could actually, as long as their desktop computer at the job has the support for No Machine, then they could access that from outside, as long as you're like okay with the whole SSH thing.
Absolutely. And you could even if you use VNC at your personal desktop, you could set up a gateway with our product as well and proxy VNC.
Okay.
Or you could proxy XDM. So if you could set up one gateway, have 10 PCs behind, and proxy that XDM utilizing our compression.
Nice.
And bring that back to your remote desktop.
And I don't know how much you can say about like the technique or the technology or whatever. I mean, is that part of how you do that sort of thing? Is just like compress the heck out of the frames on the desktop, you know?
Basically what we do is we break apart the X protocol. We break the images out. We compress them separately. So that's, you can select that level of compression too. We use JPEG and RGB compression for the images. And then we cache and use some client-side prediction, and we use compression on the X stuff as well. Yeah, it's over my head too.
I have no idea what you just said, but it sounded really cool.
Yeah, it is. It works really well.
Cool.
And go out and get it, man.
Yeah.
Machine.com.
Yeah, thanks for the info. Thanks a lot. All right, bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.